Any of you that have read books that I've written or listened to teachings that I've given know that I have a lot of interest in the subject of abiding with the experience of difficult energy, or abiding with the experience of strong emotion. One of the things that attracted me to the Buddhist teachings is the emphasis on the availability of open, clear, unobstructed, spacious energy for all beings, that no one needs to be trapped in a small, fear-based, self-centered world. And yet at the same time, most of us are, to a lesser or greater degree, living and breathing every day of our lives in a somewhat, if not very, restricted, small, fear-based, self-centered world. And I was always attracted by the teachings that said, in any moment of time, no matter what is happening, whether we call it pleasant or unpleasant, whether it's something we like or dislike, whatever is happening, whatever the weather, stormy or peaceful, in that very moment of time, on that very day of our life, in the very place that we find ourselves, this open, clear, unobstructed, spacious quality is accessible to all sentient beings, to all living beings. What I found particularly powerful was that there were teachings, particularly in the Vajrayana Buddhism, which emphasized that this open, unobstructed, clear energy was available in what we usually experience as distressing or unwanted emotions. For me, this was thrilling because when I felt good, when I was having a good day, I could enjoy myself. I could look at the sky or enjoy my food or feel connected with the people I was with. I could have a sense of well-being. But when I was depressed or caught in anger or obsessing, and then the world seemed to get smaller and smaller. My personal experience of the world was smaller and smaller, and my relationships with people, it was very much a very familiar feeling for me, was a feeling of cut off from other people, from myself, from the world. And I remember I used to look at young children and remember what it was like to be a child, and that life had such a strong quality to it. If you think back to your childhood, it's not always pleasant memories, but when you think of like sitting under a bush or going into your grandmother's bedroom or something like this, it isn't just an empty memory. It has a smell and a whole quality and a sense of light about it. It's a very rich experience. And I used to long to have that experience again of life, because my experience of life as an adult was cut off, a feeling as if there were some kind of plastic shield between me and other people, between me and trees and birds, dogs and cats. Occasionally something would get in. Often it was an animal or a beautiful sight. For me, nature would sometimes get in, the ocean would sometimes get in, and there would be that sense of open, clear, unobstructed relationship with the world. And then I also at those times would feel that open, unobstructed, clear relationship with myself, but most of the time it was a feeling of cut off. And then the more I lived and the more I related with other people and talked with other people and heard other people's stories, I realized this was everybody's experience, at least everyone I talked to. My experience was not at all unique. This quality of alienation or cut off from our world was so strong. So this longing to want to connect with myself, with my world, with other people, to feel my heart connection, to feel the sense of alive and no barrier between myself and my world, was very strong. And the Buddhist teachings, the real appeal for me of them was that they presented teachings which said this is possible for anybody. And not just on the good days, but also when I'm feeling the most cut off, the most discouraged, the most lonely, the most angry, whatever strong emotion was coming up, right there in those emotions, they were doorways to this clear, unobstructed, open experience of life. I now think of that clear, open, unobstructed experience of life as love, interestingly enough. In the last years, this word love has become a very important one for me. And I know it's misleading. It has an awful lot of connotations, which are not always helpful. But for me, I feel like when I turn towards another person and really feel it without barrier, or I turn towards the world in any way, and when I connect with myself, when I'm really in my body, when I'm really smelling and tasting and seeing the world, much like in the way that I remember doing as a child, for me it feels like a gesture of love. To turn towards another person, to turn towards a tree or a bird, feels like a gesture of love. And when other people turn towards me, I experience it in that same way, as a gesture of love. And I suppose it's because for me the word means connectedness, communication, no barriers. Also, the word just means it feels good. It feels good. So for me, this word love means that it's a feeling I like to have. Maybe erroneously, but I sort of assume that everybody likes to have that feeling. That everybody would prefer to feel connected and open and loving than to feel hatred and disliked and alienated. That there's not many people in the world who would actually like to dedicate their lives to becoming more prejudiced, more angry, more cut off. That the majority of people in the world, even though almost none of us seem to know how to do it, nevertheless, I think almost the majority of people in the world would like to feel connected with other people, would like to feel connected with the world, and would like to feel connected with themselves. So the Buddhist teachings say that everybody has this capacity. Everybody has this ability to open. Everybody has this ability to love. Everybody has this ability to see other people and themselves and their world with an open mind, a mind free of bias and prejudice. Everybody not only has the ability, everybody does this, but usually in very small doses. Like everybody loves something. I've quoted this so many times, but my teacher, Chogyam Trungpa, used to say, or said once, and I've often quoted it, he said, everybody loves something, even if it's only tortillas. But what the Buddhist teachings say is that ordinary individuals like you and me, we actually have this ability can be nurtured. This ability is limitless. That the capacity to love, the capacity for empathy, the capacity for joy, the capacity for seeing the world without prejudice is limitless. It could include all sentient beings. As someone said to me recently, all is an awful lot. It doesn't seem possible that actually we could have an open heart to all beings, that we could actually live in a way that we never shut our heart or our minds to anyone, any place. Someone said, I think I could do that. And I said, well, just reflect on your family members. And then they said, and then they said, well, it's true, you know. And then they thought about their boss at work and, you know, all the people closest to them. Then I said, and try politics, think of all the politicians. And they quickly realized that there were whole segments of their life, personal and impersonal, where they had a lot of prejudice and a lot of closed heart. But the Buddhist teachings, it's so inspiring to me, they say that we have the capacity, we have the ability. It's actually a limitless capacity, and it can be nurtured. You can nurture the little bit that you have. In a lifetime, how wide open your heart could get, how wide open your mind could get, is limitless.